really pleased for them. The outcome is at least makes everybody happy around the place, and we must strive to do better all the time and look forward to next week's game. Or the next mission is to try and get third position. If we could get that, it will be a great season. You know, we've been third in every tournament we've played in, the League Cup, the FAI Cup, and you know, it's been hard. It's been hard, but I'm pleased for everybody.
You've come a long way this season with the team, and this your first season in charge. Mm-hmm. To qualify for Europe, has that even surpassed your own expectations?
Well, when you start to work with players and you go into a league that you are not that familiar with, you know, you're tentative, and to yourself you're tentative because you don't really know what you can achieve. We lost, if you look at the players we lost, they're all playing for the top clubs at the beginning of the season. We've lost one to Bohemians and one to Cork, one to Dundalk, and you know, went across to England. And you know, when you lose that there, their experience, and we replaced them with a lot of the youth team and the under 19s, and there was four players in the pitch that played in the Foyle Cup this summer, which is only a couple of months ago. It's fantastic. And on top of that, we lost our two centre-backs. And if you'd have said to me in July, when we lost our captain and his fellow centre-back partner, how we get through the season, I don't know how we've done it, but they've done it. We've put good shape to our team. Tactically, I think we've been very good. And over the piece, you know, with 56 points and we're in 60 goals we've scored this season, so there's a lot of good things happening. When you see Rory Holton come on the pitch and demonstrate a composure of an experienced player, and he's only a teenager, these things make you feel good because you can see that there's developmental processes and educational processes within the process that we have, and it makes you feel we've got something here, we can build something.
And on tonight's match, Kenny, did it take the concession of the first goal really to get you going tonight there? Because I think after that then the chance count must have been well into double figures.
Yeah, there was a lot of chances. Bohemians, Lopez was missing and Akinada was missing. And you know, we have players missing as well, but you could see that they wanted to stay inside the game, and scoring early give them something to hold on to. And we got good impetus in our game. You know, I've seen better performances. I've seen better performances over the last period, but we still had to dig in and show character, and that's two games in a row we've came from behind. Three of the last four, if you count the 2-2 at Dundalk, where the boys have dug in and got something out of the game. And you know, maybe one day we'll win a game by a couple of goals, because every week seems to be nip and tuck, you know, and that's how tight the league is. No matter you're playing the top team or the bottom team, and there's been three penalties in the last three games. We'd won against us at Dundalk, one against us at Longford. They definitely weren't penalties. If I'm in the Bohemians bench tonight in the dugout, I'd say that wasn't a penalty. So we got a wee bit of payback, but I would rather the decisions were correct most of the time rather than not a lot of the time, you know. And I don't want to moan about referees, but they need to get their act together, to be honest.
And just very finally, going forward now, Kenny, having that incentive of European football to look forward to, what will it mean in terms of what you'll be able to do now?
I'm not one for going and saying, right, let's spend more money to get players in who are ready-made. I like to build from the bottom up and enhance what we have and through hard work, as opposed to going out with a checkbook. You know, I would rather enhance what we have, and that is a challenge for me. And you know, if we can improve Rory Holden and Ben Doherty and Conor McDermott and Josh Daniels and Nathan Boyle, Aaron McAniff, Ronan Curtis, they're all young teenagers from Derry. If we can improve them a step further, then the team will improve and we're doing it the right way. And I'm a great believer, if you have a philosophy and playing in a way in which you entertain, which we didn't really do tonight, but over the piece, the supporters are pleased that there's commitment and effort and endeavour and quality. And that's what football's about. Not one and with, we don't take long throw-ins and we don't do things like that. But we did play long balls at times tonight and it upset me a wee bit. But how you win is important and how you're perceived to win by your own supporters. And I'm delighted for the supporters as well. They've got something out of the season and now we're getting to Europe without having to get free hoovers or whatever you get to Europe. So really, really pleased for the people around the place.